Well, I've mulled this issue over for quite some time. I have been very disturbed to see the Supreme Court become increasingly politicized. You know, we don't want the court to be a political entity. We want it to be a neutral arbiter of the facts and the law. But I think we have to see reality. We have to understand what's happened. And then the question is, what are we going to do about it? And that is what led me to join this piece of legislation, which would add 4 justices to the Supreme Court to take it up to 13. I think that the reality is that the court has become increasingly political, and it needs to have balance restored. And that's what led me to take this step.
You know, obviously, your colleagues on the other side of the aisle have been saying all along that if there was a move to do this, that would be political, that it's really Democrats kind of sour grapes over the fact that it's a relatively conservative court. What would your response to that be?
Well, my response to that is that the court has been politicized by the Republican Party. We have 2 justices on the Supreme Court right now, one who was rushed through just days before the election of President Biden, and another who ended up on the Supreme Court after Republicans in the Senate held open a Supreme Court seat for over a year. So the court has become politicized. The question is, what are we going to do to restore balance? And that is, to me, so crucial, because this isn't just an abstract issue. It's not just a political issue. It is about whether or not we have a Supreme Court that will uphold the law and protect the rights of people in our democracy. This is the thing that's uppermost in my mind as I think about what is it that we can do to get the court back in balance. And I see this adding justices to the court as one important reform, though I want to be quick to say that there are other things as well that we could and should look at to make sure that the court, that the Supreme Court is restored to better balance.
One of the things that's a part of this bill, my understanding, is ending the filibuster. Could you just talk a little bit about that as well?
Well, I have for quite some time said that I thought the filibuster is a arcane rule of the Senate that stops the majority of members of the United States Senate from reflecting the views of the American people. These Senate rules, like the filibuster, are designed to thwart the will of the majority. We certainly need to have a good and full debate, but we need to also be honest with ourselves. The filibuster is not a tool for sponsoring or encouraging collaboration and cooperation. It's become increasingly abused as a tool that allows a minority of the Senate to just say no. And look at what's happening right now. It is desperately important that the United States, raises the debt ceiling so that we can pay our bills. And yet we have the Republican Party filibustering right now a simple action that would allow us to, to lift the debt ceiling and pay our bills. That's just one example of how these rules are being misused to the detriment of our country and to our democracy.
One of the key issues that's been in the spotlight very recently with the Supreme Court is overturning Roe v. Wade and states filing lawsuits with regard to women's reproductive rights. How much of a factor was that in your decision to be a co-sponsor on this particular bill, making sure that women's reproductive rights are protected?
Well, the Texas case is just a travesty. The case throws out nearly 50 years of precedent and basically allows vigilantes to deny women their constitutional rights to abortion in Texas. And so the Texas case was, I would describe it as the last straw for me. And seeing that, seeing the court take that action, the court refused to stop this clearly unconstitutional law from going into effect, made me just realize, we can't just smile and pretend that this is all going to be fine. we need to figure out what to do about it. And we need to take action to protect people's rights. And that was very much a part of my thinking as I took this step.